54-year-old John Jeancourt was on the run for 3 days beginning Tuesday, February 7th, when wanted for questioning in connection with the shooting of his wife, 44-year-old Kimberly Jeancourt, during a domestic disturbance in Peel at 3:40 that morning. According to Marion County Sheriff Clinton Evans, when officers arrived on the scene, they located Kimberly, who had been shot in the right arm, lying on the front porch. Due to the amount of blood loss, she had to be airlifted to Cox Medical Center in Springfield. According to the arrest affidavit, she was unable to give a written statement at the time. However, she was able to verbalize her husband had not been, quote, acting right, end quote, was not on his medication, and had been consuming alcohol. She says she was sleeping in her minivan when John came out and shot her. A Marion County deputy contacted a family relative who said she was sleeping inside the residence where the crime took place when John woke her up brandishing a firearm and wanting to know where his wife was. The witness told him she didn't know and said at that time he went outside and fired his gun into the back of the minivan. During the search, officials found shells from a .410 caliber weapon. When issuing warnings to the public, they advised John was in possession of at least one firearm and was considered armed and dangerous. He was caught on the afternoon of Friday, February 10th, after the truck he was driving was found near Bull Shoals Lake. John originally faced charges of attempt to commit first-degree murder, first-degree endangering the welfare of a minor, and possession of a firearm by certain persons. Under the plea agreement, John admitted he was guilty on charges of domestic battery in the first degree and possession of a firearm by certain persons, penalties which could carry a 20-year sentence and fines of up to $15,000 for each charge. He was sentenced to the Arkansas Department of Correction for a period of 10 years, followed by a 10-year suspended sentence to run concurrently, and will have to pay a fine of just over $3,400. From the newsroom, I'm Eric Toddy reporting.